We are continuing in Orchot Tzadikim up to Shah Chanifus, flattery. Chanifus nechalekes letisha chalakim. There are nine. Chanifus is split into nine categories. Flatterers. Harishon, Mishu makir b'chaver shu rosha v'ramai. He knows his friend is a wicked cheater. Mishu motzi shem ra'alek sherem. And he walks around bad mouthing people when, even when it's not true. Mishu goes to b'chaver. He's a crook. U'bazeh u'machniflo. And then he flatters this wicked guy. Lo daishu machniflo mishabcho. Not only does he flatter him and he praises him, elishu machliklo loshem v'yomara. Lo paltav v'mashas. He says, ah, you're a really good guy. It's okay. It's okay to cheat from here, steal from here, and lie over there. He tells him he's a great guy. But there was a yesh kama averes v'harbi onshin. There's a lot of averes over here and a lot of punishment. Ha'echad shohi lo lochicho achatov. First of all, he should rebuke the guy. The guy's a real nasty criminal. No, does he not rebuke him? He tells him, no, you did nothing wrong. He's helping the wicked. He's like, I'd say, emotionally supporting the wicked. And his onesh is for not, we'll say, caring about the truth. He's causing the chote to stumble. Because even if the guy has any thoughts of doing tshuva, he's not going to now because, oh, my friend says I'm a tzaddik. Why should I stop my very good parnasa? It's called lying and cheating and stealing. So, and my friend says I'm a good guy for doing that. So Mulvana Onesh and Enesh on Nezik Vitzar Bnei Adam, it's not only the Onesh to be punished for the hurting people, Shizik Vitzir Achote, that all the people he's hurt, Velo Yisham Lem, Velo Yifayis Amachmos HaChanifah Shazer Matzdik Rasha, and the bad guy, he continues doing his bad stuff, he doesn't try to do tshuva, he doesn't try to make amends, he doesn't apologize, doesn't try to get back what he stole, and he continues in his wicked ways. I'm not sure. It sounds like the pasuk means if you turn a rasha into a tzaddik, or you turn a tzaddik into a rasha, both of those are abominable. To speak negatively about a tzaddik, and to speak positively to support to turn a bad guy into a good guy. Certainly, if it's open to the public, and then in public he goes and tells him what a good guy he is. Ah, Zach v'yashrata, you're pure, you're straight, you're clean, you're great. As chilul Hashem Yisbach ubiza das v'din. It's a desecration of Hashem's name, and he's just totally degrading everything that is just and right. The chayev adam limsor atzmo l'sakana v'lo yosim atzmo avon hazeh. So the person has to put himself even in danger not to do such a thing. V'amru chazal al agrippa sheyakore b'tayra. Agrippa the king was reading in the Torah. She gave a pasuk, they got to the pasuk that says you're not allowed to take an ish nachri, a foreigner, and make him king. Zogu einav demos. So he started crying because he knew he wasn't from Shevet Yehuda, he wasn't fit to be a king. Amru lo. So what did the people say? Ah, tisher Agrippa zachinu. Ah, don't worry, it's okay. And they totally were machnifim and flattered him. Also shown his chayvus sonei so klia shechanifu lagribas. At that point, this is what we call lashon saginar. It means klaisal were, God forbid, deserving of destruction. Gama yoshev al hadin ayifache meish, a person who's a judge, whose job it is to give out justice, he should not be afraid of any man. And this kind of chanifus is a sheker dika chanifus, and it is terrible.
But that's very wrong by fundraising. By not religious people or people with a lot of money doesn't mean they're great people. People, they get a lot of praise.
Right.
People like will never say something against them.
Right. So a person has to be careful. Meaning if someone is doing something wrong, right, just because you want to be on his good side, you're not allowed to. I don't know if you have to rebuke the person and tell him everything he's doing wrong. That's not exactly our approach nowadays, but right. If he's doing things that are flat out wrong.
I heard there's a mega millionaire in America. He bought two of the Cohen. His wife's either, I think it's a Ger. And it's controversial when people go to fundraise by him.
Controversial. There was a famous story in Eishet Torah where a big donor gave. He wanted the building in his name, and he had a non-Jewish wife. And he wanted to put his name and his wife's name on the building. And the Rav Noach said no, and the fundraiser said yes. And they went to ask a shayla, and they were told Rav Noach's right, can't do that. And he gave up a building. See, Hashem sent another shaliach to give him a building. Hasheni, Hechonif Hamishabeach Rasha Bifnei Adam. The flatterer who praises the Rosh in front of others, whether the Rosh is there or not. He does not justify his evil deeds. Eliyomar Bastam, Ishtov, just says what a good guy he is. Can't say, you're right. He doesn't tell him that, oh, it's good that you're a crook. He doesn't say that. It's good that you stole. It's good that you're a crook. But he praises him as being a good guy when he's not a good guy. Al Zenemar, Ozi Torah, Yehalalu. Russia. So unless this flatterer had not himself left Torah, he would not be praising those who violate Torah. He would not also praise the Rosh in front of others, saying, ah, he does this good thing and that good thing. Lachen tachmol olav, be nice to him, he's really a good guy. Mi she'osa kach zo ra ma'od. This is also bad. Ki ha'shomim tzvurim shu tzadik v'nu lo kovet. They're going to think that he's really a good guy and give him kovet. He's really not a good guy. V'yesh michsh. So even though you're not praising his evil deeds, you're not telling him he's doing the right thing, but you're praising him as a person, even though he's not a person that's worthy of praise. There are big stumbling blocks in giving kavod to the rishonim. When the people on top, the people who are getting respect, are the chachamim and the tzaddikim, so then people will listen to them, people will follow them, and that is a very positive thing. People will go in the right way. But when the people on top are the people who are the crooks, so then people are going to follow their ways. Oh, he's on top, he's a guy, if he's a crook, I could be a crook. So we're the good guys are on top. People say, oh, I also want to be a good guy, even though he says not for the right reason. But eventually we'll come to the right reason. And they see the kavod given to the Torah scholars, so then they will come to appreciate Torah, and they will come to think, and they'll come to themselves to learn Torah and to learn properly. The foundation of our soul is to serve Hashem. And therefore, tzaddikim are the ones who deserve praise because they're fulfilling their purpose in this world. And the more praise they get, the more we want to be like them. The world is created for people going to follow Ratzon Hashem, follow the will of Hashem. So when you praise those people, you are strengthening the kavanah of Hashem in creating the whole world for those people who are going to do what Hashem wants. So then he's going against the kavanah of Hashem in the world. Person should be mechabed the Ovdei Hashem to teach and to show that Avodas Hashem is the Iker. Aval, b'kibud ha-rishoyim, you have the opposite. Yeshchil ha-Torah v'avodah, Torah is not important, Avodah is not important. V'zu avera ha-mevala etzem u-basar, and this is an avera that will eat up the etzem u-basar. V'od rabim dimshachim acharim v'osim ha-masim kalim peronos. It's just the opposite. Just when the people, the good guys are on top, everyone wants to be a good guy. When the bad guys are on top, everyone wants to be a bad guy. So it's important to keep the good guys on top. When the Rishayim are on top, it means the tzaddikim are on the bottom. Being covered, the tzaddikim el acha hashpalas Rishayim. The only way for the tzaddikim to be on top is for the Rishayim to not be on top. So it's a stumbling block for the whole world when you're mechabed the Rishayim, because then everyone wants to be like the Rasha. So shouldn't speak positively of the Rishayim. He should not mention positive things in their regard. And if you don't want to speak out about this person's wickedness, at least don't speak out anything positive about him.